Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Welcome. Good morning. I am Bonnie Colleen. So much fun to be here with you on a Friday. I'm hoping that you all have a great Friday, TGIF, and that it's a wonderful weekend for you. And happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. I know we've got a lot of what I call the new males emerging listening to this program. And you guys are certainly different dads than my dad was and than my granddads were, I'll tell you. Much more hands-on, much more involved. So congratulations. We're glad you're with us. And all you moms out there, I bet you're glad that you've got somebody like that in your life. Well, you are going to love this hour because I've got Kristen Rose back on the program with us. I'll be giving you a formal introduction about her, but I want you to know that she's going to be at East West Books in the beginning of July. She's going to be doing one of those free lectures and a workshop and some readings there. And she's got one of the most generous offerings I've seen in a long time. So it's so good to have you here, Kristen. Now I'm going to introduce you a little more formally. Kristen is here in the San Francisco KES studio with us. And by the way, we're now streaming live, as many of you know, on KESTradio.com. So tell all your friends all over the world. Kristen appears, she says, to walk into worlds. That's probably sounding familiar to some of you. The business world and the spiritual world, but all of her work centers around the perception and transmission of energy to connect people and businesses to higher consciousness. Kristen has extensive experience in Fortune 100 companies, having implemented global transformation initiatives in a variety of industries. She's also a metaphysical healer, skilled in perceiving and channeling the multidimensional realms of energy. She perceives energy patterns around you and in relation to other people and situations. She can provide energetic explanations for what's going on in your personal life or the workplace, empowering you with a whole new perception and set of tools for resolving situations and accelerating spiritual growth in your practical everyday world. Kristen Rose, I'm so glad you're back on the air with us. Welcome.
Thanks. I actually had a dream a couple of weeks ago, Bonnie, that it's time to go back on the radio again. And I ignored it. I ignored my guidance. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, Bonnie calls me the other day and says, Kristen, would you like to go on the radio?
And I'm coming into the studio so we could meet each other in person again. So wouldn't that be fun? And you said yes. Let's talk a little bit about that for a minute, Kristen, because I think we've all had situations in our lives where we've heard that message. I remember one when I was in my office in Santa Cruz. I just started Seeing Beyond. I had a very important meeting. I was going down the elevator and my guides came in and said, go back, you've left something. And I went, I've got everything. Sure enough, I get to the appointment and I was missing something really important. We've all had those kinds of experiences in our lives. How do you help yourself and your clients to listen better to guidance, to pay attention when they knock, so they don't have to hit us over the head?
I think the biggest thing is to actually clear all the gunk that's actually preventing you from perceiving that kind of guidance, and also to look at guidance as something that can come to you in a lot of different ways. It can even come to you on very practical levels. It doesn't always have to come in a dream like it did for me that time, but it can actually come in forms of actual events that occur. So for instance, when I ignored my dream, I ignored my guidance. No, I don't feel like going on the radio just yet. It's not quite time. I ignored it. Didn't really matter. It still happened. So then that guidance came through an actual phone call from you. That's when I woke up and realized, oh, I guess that dream really
There's a little too much synchronicity here. Yeah, for me to ignore this. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about timing. I think that is so important, and it's one of the most confusing things. How do you know when the timing is right?
I think part of it is trying over and over again until you get it, until you get that connection, until you see and feel that connection in every cell of your body. And for instance, if you're in a stressful job and you work a lot of hours in that job, it's going to be more difficult for you to make those connections. And so one thing I do is work with my clients to create openings during the workday that they can actually take a break from that, those stressful or mundane activities, whatever the case may be, whatever kind of job they have, and actually get back in tune with who they really are on the deeper levels.
Winston Churchill said that he actually got through World War II and his leadership, talk about pressure and tension and tons of things to be concerned about, by taking short little naps throughout the day. What I call them, my daughter and I call them power naps. So whether it's a power nap or just a walk around, even a walk around the block, or just taking 5 minutes in your chair to close your eyes and breathe, turn off the cell phone, the phone, and everything else, it can be so important. Well, I've got a homework assignment for all of you out there today. I want you to be more aware, and I am suggesting that you take a look around you, and that today you're going to get an important message. I don't know whether it's going to be from somebody's bumper sticker or those personalized license plates or a billboard sign, or sometimes when I try to walk to the grocery store every evening, it's good exercise and I have much more fresh food that way. And sometimes I'll say to my guides, okay, I'm going to take the next three blocks and look down where I'm walking, and I want you to give me something on the ground that's going to be a sign for me, that's going to mean something to me. So that's your homework assignment for today. And if you want to email me through our website, I'd love to hear about what happened for you. Well, Kristen, gosh, East West Books has been such a wonderful place for so many people. We're a school without walls here. We have people like you on the airwaves, but it's so great when they can actually come to a physical location and see you and be with you and work with you and you them and them each other. You're going to be at East West Books on Saturday, July 3rd. The topic is Person on Paper, From Person on Paper to Spirit on Earth. Well, when I think of person on paper, I think more like of a resume. But what did you mean by that?
Well, actually, it did kind of start with the resume, Bonnie, at least in my case. I was actually talking to my parents about my work and what I was doing and how it was so different than before. And what I had realized for a long time, I had a long corporate career where I was very attached to my job titles and my accomplishments. And I wanted so desperately to feel important and valued in the world. And I thought that one way to do that was to get all these degrees and get all these jobs and continue to build my career. And many times I actually said to people, I am my career. I said that. I remember it. I look back now, I'm like, oh my God, what was I thinking? And the most amazing thing happened to me.
I think I'm sensing what it was.
That's right. Exactly.
I'm smelling smoke.
You must be psychic.
I must be.
I lost my job and I was.
How about I was released from my job?
No, it was amazing because I was devastated and felt rejected and going through all of those, you know, going through grief, actually.
I can imagine.
It was such a big identity for me. I mean, it was everything who I thought I was wrapped up in that. Gone in one shot. And then I had to actually look at it and say, wait a minute, this is exactly what I asked the universe for, because about 6 months before I had had a dream about a new business I was going to create, but I was too scared to leave because I liked the paycheck. I felt made me feel secure. But no, I don't have enough savings yet. I'm really not ready to jump out of the nest yet. Well, the universe kicked me out of the nest and it was really a blessing, but it took me probably about 6 months of kicking and screaming afterwards to really adjust and to release enough of that old identity that the new identity, not coming in as a new thing, but just emerging, because who you really are is always there. We just get so used to hiding it and burying it in these layers of illusion because we're taught that these other things are important in the material world, but they're really not. That's not who we are.
Oh, I love that story. And you know, I took a workshop some years ago with Brian Tracy. He's quite the business guru. And he said the number one thing of all the people that he's worked with that has been the most fortuitous, that has ended up being the best thing for them, was them losing their job. Now, you're talking to some people out there who have had that exact same situation going on even now. I mean, you know what's going on with the economy and all of that. What would you say to somebody who just got their pink slip yesterday?
I would say to be realistic about it, first of all, because it's not an automatic switch. Maybe for some people it is, and that's great. I'd love to meet them and talk with them about their experiences. But I think for most of us, we're going to feel a lot of fear. We're going to feel afraid, especially with a lot of the fear that's outside now with lack of abundance. That's what a lot of people are feeling right now, that part of the illusion. But I think we have to be realistic in what that means. And so what I usually do for people who I work with on a regular basis is help them create a transition plan. So, okay, let's look. You're here in A. You want to get to B. Let's say B is, I want to run my own business, you know, creating designer clothes for women, you know, or whatever your business idea is, whatever your passion is. But I have no idea how to get there from here. I just lost my job. I don't really have any money. I don't have any health insurance. So you have a lot of obstacles to get through before you can manifest. I mean, there are a lot of workshops and teachings about how to manifest things in your life. But I'm very practical. And I always like to look at, well, where are you today? Where are you right now? What do you need to let go of in the past? What do you need to embrace in the now? And what do you need to manifest in the future in a gradual way? Some people are able to jump off the cliff and do it overnight, but most of us need a little bit more comfort, a little bit more hand holding than that. So we need a gradual plan that takes us to this place. So maybe you need a part-time job doing something you don't really like to do for a while, but at the same time, you can make some room in your day to find your spiritual center and develop your confidence in having faith in your higher self to guide you in your day-to-day activities.
So take care of that first chakra first, the one that's our survival chakra. There's no accident that it's red. and honestly, when I have those kinds of needs taken care of, I can be much more my creative self. And what many of you don't know is that the first year that I started seeing beyond, I was a full-time high school teacher at Watsonville High School. So I taught high school all day long, had two high school kids myself, and then went to the radio station I was on during afternoon drive. So I was on from 5 to 6:30, 5 days a week. So you know what? You can do it. And after that, I realized that I could take a leave of absence. And that gave me kind of a safety net too, knowing that I could come back. So yeah, you can jump off the cliff. A lot of people do it. It works for some people, but you don't have to do it. There are other ways to it. So what are you going to be helping folks with in your lecture at East West Books, 7:30 p.m. on July 3rd? That's a Saturday.
What I'm going to be doing is actually helping people to identify their own false identities. So you can start by demographic groupings, like I am a woman, I am 42 years old, blah, 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 blah. And then the interesting part of this person on paper is you get to your skills, you get to personality traits that you value. For instance, let's say you're intelligent and you value that. Or let's say that you're a mother and you really value being a good mother. In fact, maybe you value being a better mother than all the other mothers on the block. So you start to identify those things, and also insecurities, like maybe my body isn't exactly what I want it to be like. So there are two types of person on paper that we work with. One is going to be your insecurities, and those are the easy ones to flag. People know right off the bat, oh, my top three insecurities are A, B, C. But the one that's a little bit more hidden as a false self are, what are those things that trigger your feelings of importance? So, for instance, one of mine is intelligence. I have no idea what I would do if I didn't have that trait. Oh, my God, because I still identify with that. So I know for me, I have to work on that so that I don't get too caught up in that. And that helps you to release judgment 360 degrees instead of just working on those weaknesses. You actually work on things that make you feel important, because those bring in judgment.
I love the fact that East West Books has these free lectures. Now, they're also wonderful. They've got great, great gift items and wonderful books and other things to purchase. I bought my grandson one of his first crystals there. He still treasures it. So it's a great place to shop. It's a great place to meet people like Kristen Rose, to hear what she has to say, and absolutely free. But it's kind of on the small side. So do make your reservation there. They do appreciate a reservation, and it ensures you a seat. Now, besides that free lecture on Saturday, July 3rd, what else are you going to be doing at East West Books?
I'm also going to be going back on Sunday. So this is July 4th on Sunday. I'll be there from 11 to 5 doing readings, and I'm giving people a super discount just because I want to have more opportunity to meet more people and work with people that might not otherwise come to see me. So it almost ends up being about a 50% discount off of my usual rates. And it's in person, which is cool because a lot of people like to see me live. Most of my sessions are usually over the phone. But I'm going to be working with people either to help them release their person on paper, so they're spirit can emerge in their day-to-day lives, or if they have more specific things they want to work on. I have a lot of different ideas on my webpage. Some people want to know about their life purpose. They want to know about relationships. They want to know about their careers. I have a lot more areas of focus you can look at there.
All right. Well, that's East West Books free lecture on Saturday, July 3rd, 7:30 p.m. You know, East West Books, downtown Mountain View, Castro Street, one of our favorite places. And then Kristen Rose will be live and in person for sessions on Sunday, July 4th. I'm sure you can remember that date, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. again at East West Books. And now, I promised people that you had an amazing offering for them. And this is especially so significant during these times when people really are on a spiritual as well as a practical quest. What's your very special 10-minute offering, Kristen?
My special offering. I want to actually offer anyone who's listening, as well as any of your friends or family, that you'd like to refer a free 10-minute phone session. So
you heard that right. She did say free. I'm sitting right across the table from her. It's free, F-R-E-E.
Yeah, the only thing is just to call me within a week of the show, and I'll get you on the calendar, and I'll give you a phone number to call and a time to call, and we'll do a session. That way you can actually, and there's actually a lot we can do, believe it or not, in 10 minutes.
Well, you're going to be doing some on-air sessions for people that are going to be a lot shorter than 10 minutes, so they'll be able to experience that. What number should they use to call you for this wonderful offering?
650-888-8837.
Did you pick that number? There are a lot of eights in that number, the number of prosperity. Okay, 650-888-8837. That's 650-888-8837. And put out your website so that people can find out more about you.
And my website is roseedge.com. That's R-O-S-E-E-D-G-E.com.
Well, I got lots more I want to talk to Kristen Rose about. But at about 8:30, we're going to be taking some of your phone calls. So if you want to queue up, she's here to answer your questions to find out who you are, and not just on paper, but I mean who you truly are, and answer your questions about that. You know, the theme song of Seeing Beyond is, who am I and why am I here? So you can find out more about that by calling us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and my guest, Kristen Rose, at 415-543-8255. That's 415-543-8255. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.
You ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration? Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Jean Hanner, the famous expert on Chinese face reading, will be at East West Bookstore on Wednesday to show you how to read your child's face. Eric Mazel, America's foremost creativity coach, returns to East West on Thursday with his newest book, Brainstorm. Danielle Hoffman, author of Temples of Light, offers a program on Friday. You can learn to meditate on Saturday and then enjoy a fabulous concert with celebrated flutist Ann Lissiter. Details at eastwest.com.
Well, this is Bonnie Colleen, and the other day you heard my good friend Dorothy Tayo, the director of the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, talking about the fact that if you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future Wednesday, July 7th, the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory free evening begins at 6:30. They do appreciate you calling them to register, though. 650-321-6419. Also, the number to call for more information, 650-321-6419. Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. Visit them on Facebook. When someone asks us who we are, we often rattle off a list of labels and checkboxes, a list of who we are not. Attachment to what Kristen Rose calls the false self causes fragmentation and separation. And she's going to be talking at East West Books on July 3rd, that evening, 7:30 p.m., free of charge, about how we can learn how to release those false identities and reveal more of our true divine essence in everyday life. And again, her phone number for that special offering, 650-888-8837. Well, I love the fact, Kristen, that you are so practical, as well as being spiritual and metaphysical. And I think that is a really important combination to have right now. I think there's a lot of danger in flying around without being grounded. So let's talk a little bit about the work that you've done with your corporate clients. Really, you call it corporate consciousness, which sounds like an oxymoron to some people I know. How do you help corporate professionals to be more spiritually conscious in the workplace? I mean, isn't it kind of difficult for people to bring these two worlds together?
It can be. And for me, it was. I had a very stressful job, and I felt like the only thing that was saving me was the classes that I would take on the weekend or the types of work I would do on a spiritual level at night whenever I could find the time. And I really felt like I was two different people, and it just was not acceptable to me. And so one thing I do is work with people to find out what is their current situation at work? What are they actually doing on an everyday basis anyway that we could link spiritual activities to keep them grounded in the moment when they are at the job.
How about the fact that I put a crystal in my pocket when I was a high school teacher? You know, things like that. Yeah. You don't have to be real blatant out there, although I did do readings for some of my aides when I was teaching, and I brought a Native American shaman in to speak to the class. And, you know, I had my ways of doing things. But anyway, yes, you can do that. And find the friendly folks who you can share who you are truly with, too. I think that's so important. So tell us about the corporate healing packages you've created for people who work in the business world.
So one thing I realized, well, because I was a corporate professional myself for so many years and so extremely frustrated when I would go to, let's say, a reader or a healer, and they would give me all these lovely messages, and I would love hearing it, and I would
go home and take a bubble bath.
Oh, that felt great. And then the next day, boom, I'm like back in the stressful, forgot everything. Completely lost all of that. And I was so frustrated with that. I was like, okay, there's got to be a way to connect all of these things. So depending on what the person's situation is, what I do is we come up with specific activities. Like, for instance, everyone washes their hands multiple times per day, right? So you're going to go to the bathroom, you're going to wash your hands. So why don't we link cleansing exercise with the washing of your hands? And so, you know, it can link a practical activity like that with some kind of a visualization or a deep breath. I use the deep breaths all the time because we've all got to breathe. And deep breathing is very good for us on the physical level, not to mention you can link all kinds of other healing with that activity. So one thing I've done for the corporate healing packages is I've designed three different levels, depending on where the person is, or they may want to do all three. The first level is corporate survival, and I've been through all of these myself. Corporate survival is where you're so stressed out you can't hardly see straight. In fact, you're lucky to have even found my website, to have even had the time to do that kind of exploring. So congratulations if you're in that situation, and that's the hardest step.
Yeah, and I think it's getting more intense.
It is getting more intense, right? Because a lot of people are getting laid off. There are fewer people to do the work that has to be done, which of course the workload's even increasing. So people are getting more and more stressed out, the people that are still in the job.
Right.
And so once you get past that survival level and you don't feel quite so crazy and stressed, the next level would be empowerment. And that's where you actually start to take more accountability, more ownership of creating the life you want, regardless of the situation around you, which is not who you are either, by the way. And then the third level would be transformation. This is where you actually move very directly toward aligning your passion with your work. So, and that's what I'm doing now. It's just all integrated, so you don't have to worry anymore about being separate and walking into worlds and all of this. You start to see no matter what you're doing.
And you know what I've noticed too, Kristen, because I've got several lives. You know, I'm a mom and I'm a grandma and I'm a talk show host and I'm a businesswoman, and you know, I could go on and on and on. What I've noticed is that when I get into that place that you're talking about, time expands. I have more time. When I get into that contracted place, no matter how fast I run around that circle, I don't don't get the same amount done.
It's true.
I kind of like get in my own way.
That definitely happens for people. And I think, too, people need a something on paper. So the other thing I provide in these packages is a professional transition plan. And professional meaning not just professional in the traditional sense, but mm-hmm. professional as spiritual. You're actually taking the spirituality in a professional sense, and you're combining all of that. And so this lays out on paper, how do you release the past that has brought you to this point and become grateful for certain activities that you've already done? Then how do you embrace your present situation? Let's say you're in this stressful job. How do you actually embrace that? And then third, how do you actually move forward from that in a very practical way? And then I put it on paper for them and help them to work with that and modify it and evolve it so that even that doesn't become an attachment. And there's always movement. There's always progression. There's always evolution. And it's when we get into that flow that everything comes to us, and we get in that timeless space that you're talking
right.
about, where it's eternity, it's infinity in that now. It's hard to understand what that means, because you can't understand it. The human mind does not have the capacity to understand what it means to live in the eternal now. It is only something that the spirit can live and breathe when we release everything that is not us and we fall into that space.
Well, I think working with you is so valuable for people, because obviously you've got the spiritual aspect, the metaphysical bent and talents and gifts, but also you've been there, done that. You understand. Well, this is my feeling anyway. I feel like no matter what you are doing right now, if you're a truck driver, if you're a school teacher, if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you're Kwong, who is manning the board here, but he has a lot more to do here. He's got a high position here at KEST. Okay, no matter what it is, you are learning talents that you're going to take to the next place where you go.
Right. If nothing else, whatever situation you're in now is your training ground. And I talk with my clients a lot about how we actually can leverage our experiences, no matter how we're judging them, no matter how we're classifying them.
I love that word, leverage. It has so much power to it, doesn't it?
It does, because it propels you forward.
Yeah, a lever. I mean, look at the meaning of it. A little tiny movement creates a huge movement. Well, people, seriously, if you need a shot in the arm, and I mean a good shot, a boost, a booster shot, a jump start, Kristen Rose is the person for you. Her number is 650-888-8837. Now, we're going to be taking some phone calls when we come back from this break. What do you need from people? I know we need their first name, and I like to know where they're calling from. Do you need any other information from them?
I just want to know, what is their area of focus, or what is their question? And also to understand that this is an energy reading and also a transmission of healing energy.
Ooh.
That helps them to release what is not them. And so while we're talking, if they can just keep like taking deep breaths, this is their way of giving permission to receive the ongoing healing that occurs at the same time as I'm transmitting the message.
All right, lots of gifts for you today. This is a free mini session with Kristen Rose, and the number to call is 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. Just give Kwong your first name. I like to know where you're calling from, and do have a specific question available for Kristen. And again, she is going to be at one of our favorite places, East West Books, and it's coming up really soon, Saturday, July 3rd. She's going to be doing one of their free lectures there, 7:30 p.m., called Person on Paper, From Person on Paper to Spirit on Earth. And then she'll be doing some private sessions, really highly reduced, at East West Books the next day, Sunday, July 4th. She'll be there 11 to 5 p.m. And listen to this one. She is offering you a free 10-minute phone session with her. Give her a call at 650-888-8837, and she'll schedule that free session with you. Talk about a wonderful gift. Okay, we're going to bip out for a quick break, and we'll be back taking your phone calls. You're next. Cue up, 415-543-8255, right here on Seeing Beyond.
I love you. Wait.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
You ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th, the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. They have an introductory evening that night. It's free for Seeing Beyond listeners. Begins at 6:30, but they would like your registration. So call them for registration or more information at 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419, and they invite you to visit them on Facebook. Well, these are interesting times we live in, aren't they? And they're getting more interesting, in my opinion. And that's why I loved having people like Kristen Rose on the program with us to help us to truly see beyond. So we are going to be doing that now with several of you folks who are calling in. In fact, all of our lines are filled. But when you hear somebody hang up, you can call in and talk with me. I'm Bonnie Colleen and my guest, Kristen Rose, at 415-543-8255. Cheryl, Kwong's put your name up on the board and says you're from Georgia. Now, is that Georgia, Russia, right by Russia?
No.
Or is that the state of Georgia?
The state of Georgia. It used to be California and then Texas, but now it's Georgia.
Now, are you listening on the internet?
Yes, I am.
I got to tell you, you are Seeing Beyond's. I've been on the air now almost 22 years, and I'm telling you, Georgia, I wish we had some bells and whistles here. You are the very first person who's called Seeing Beyond live over the internet.
Well, this is the first time I've heard the program. I was listening to the previous Master Shah program, The Power of Soul with Scout Bartlett.
Well, that's great. And then, next thing you know, here's Bonnie Colleen and her guest, Kristen Rose. Well, Cheryl, welcome to the program, my dear. First person calling in from the internet. All right. So what's your question for Kristen Rose?
Well, I've really been trying to figure out how to phrase it. There's so much, but I've always been so sensitive to the world affecting me that, in spite of career in law enforcement and so forth, I'm now left 3 years a recluse and so little energy to care about anything, and that's always been difficult. Like, who am I? You know, I always seem to be other people's energy.
Well, this is your topic for today, then, isn't it? I think we designed this show for you.
What I do in my life is what's been my question all my life. What am I supposed to do? I mean, I've tried a career as a holographic repatterner, you know, for 9 years, and it's not that, apparently. And my art, I've always been gifted.
Out of curiosity, what did you do in law enforcement?
Oh, several things. I asked the Lord to, you know, crime rate went down to zero in whatever areas I patrolled, but then the many years in second largest county jail in the country, was in Houston. My favorite assignment was a year of that. I got to teach a class and use my NLP skills to do an art therapy class.
In prison.
And, transformed their lives. They really loved what I did.
Okay, well, doesn't that just prove what you were saying, that you can bring spirit and metaphysics into whatever you're doing? What are you getting for Cheryl, Kristen?
Hi, Cheryl.
Thanks for calling in. Don't go out anymore.
So the first thing I picked up when you started talking was there's a lot of love in your energy field, but it's mixed with some grief, and that's coming from feeling a loss of who you are, kind of feeling like it's you're not actually housing all of your spirit in your body. And part of that is because you're picking up so much from other people. You're getting confused as to what's you and what's not you. And that's not the correct way to find oneness and connection, because that's connecting through false selves, layers of illusion. But all you need to work on is boundaries. So healthy boundaries and understanding what's you and what's not you. And there are energetic ways to do that. I have some blogs on my website that help people with managing their boundaries. Because as soon as you get clear on your boundaries, you're better able to stay in your center, stay in your power. And then the types of questions you're asking, like, what should I do? What should I do with my life? What should I do differently than what I'm doing? Those questions become a lot more clear. And in fact, over time, you start to be in the flow so much that you don't even have to ask those questions anymore, because those experiences are just manifested for you. In the meantime, you may want to do something that protects you a bit as you're working through the transition. And one great way to do that is to work with kids, because there's a lot of safety in working with those young spirits. You don't have to worry quite as much as protecting yourself with them.
No, no, I'm kind of afraid of kids.
I mean,
my early childhood, I lost 5 years to being stuck in foreign schools where no one spoke English. You know, I just couldn't communicate, couldn't learn how to make friends, couldn't do anything like that.
Yeah, it sounds like you actually have some work to do in that area.
I've been processing all my life. Doing that.
Yeah, sometimes we have to actually confront some of our worst fears in order to move forward in life. But don't worry, even if you don't do it intentionally, the universe will create a situation for you to experiment with that in a safe way.
Cheryl, we are so glad that you called in. And one thing I'm getting for you is, you know, just don't comment on this. Just take a deep breath. Take it in. But I want to tell you, when I started hearing your story about being a law enforcement person, bringing spirituality and metaphysics into the prisons, that's a book, my dear. I'm not saying that's the only thing you're going to be doing, but that's something that would be great for you. And I want you to pick up the phone in a little bit and call Kristen Rose at 650-888-8837. She can continue this because she's offering free 10-minute sessions for people just like you, 650-888-8837. And along with Kristen, I was also getting that there's a thing about shielding here for you, you know, letting the good stuff come in and shielding from the stuff that's not so good. So I'd love it if you'd start working with Kristen over the telephone. I think that could really help you out. Here's her number again, 650-888-8837. And here you are, the very first person to call us from the streaming live here on KESTradio.com. Thanks so much, Cheryl. All right, let's go to Debbie. And Debbie is a little bit closer here, Sunnyvale. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
You've got a homework assignment from Bonnie Colleen, okay, Debbie?
Okay.
Tell five people who are out of state or out of our listening area that they can hear us on KESTradio.com live.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here's Kristen Rose. What's your question?
Okay. I am looking for work. I've been off for a couple of years, finding myself, learning some healing modalities, and just dumping a bunch of garbage, childhood traumas, et cetera. I am now ready to go back into the workforce. I've always done administrative type work. My last real job was working with seniors, and I enjoy working with people. I need to know what's stopping me from moving forward. It seems like something is always blocking me. I'm allowing things to block me.
Yeah, what I'm actually seeing as the block is you're continuing to separate what you did before and what you're doing now. And the secret for you would be to integrate things. So when you first started talking, I saw some building blocks occurring in your energy field. And what that means is your past experiences that you see as the old you are actually, as Bonnie said earlier, training for what you're going to be doing now, what you're going to be doing in the near future. So to take some of the experiences you've had, cluster them and see them as building blocks, and then see what direction they take you in, and you will find a natural way to integrate those with the current activities that you're doing.
Okay.
And Debbie, if you want to find out more about Kristen and her work, you can go to her website, which is roseedge.com. We wish you luck, and Yeah, I think you'd be a great administrator in a place that has older people. It doesn't have to be like an elderly home, but it could be someplace like a over 50s living residential place where people have to be at least 50 to buy a home there or something. Anyway, I think that there's some opportunities in connecting the two things that you've done before, just like Kristen did. Thanks for calling in. All right, now I'm introducing you to Ruth, who is in Daly City. And I bet it's foggy there today because I drove up from the peninsula. It was nice and sunny. And when I got to about Daly City, in came the fog. So how are you today, Ruth?
You're right about the fog, Bonnie.
Yeah.
And hello.
See how psychic I am?
Yes. And hello, Kristen. I'm also in a transition. I've been an educator like you, Bonnie, for 20-some years. I'm ready to move on. I'm not, I feel that there's a lot of things I'd like to do, but I'm blocking preparing that for I find one excuse after the other. And then I have a large family, and I'm involved with that. So there's a lot of things that I guess I'm kind of, funny you should say the fog. I feel like I'm in a fog.
So actually, what I'm seeing for you is a bit different than the last caller. Instead of integrating things, what I'm seeing for you is to actually break out of your old role completely and to dive into something completely new. But you can do it by creating an energetic opening that is very, it can start out very small and safe and practical. But I actually see it in, for instance, like planning a party or throwing a party for someone, like that type of activity will help you to open that particular energy stream that I'm seeing wanting to come in. And that's going to help you to move forward in a whole different direction.
You mean like bringing more fun into her life?
On a very basic level, yeah, and not necessarily as this is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, but this is one way to actually open up that energy stream, that playful energy stream. I see like a long streamer like you would see at a party to bring people together, because I see you as a community builder, someone who actually knows how to connect people around a common cause, to help people, to motivate them, to rally them around something in a way that's going to propel them forward in their lives. And I see as doing something fun like planning some kind of a party to connect people with each other would be a great way for you to open up that part of your energy.
You know, and I see a block in your throat chakra, Ruth, so you might want to do something like taking singing lessons or acting lessons or, oh my God, improv would be so great for you, talking about bringing in fun and getting out of your comfort zone and finding out more about who you truly are. But there's something about this opening up of the throat chakra. What does it mean when our throat chakras are impacted,
Kristen?
It means
we're afraid to speak our truth.
Right.
And that's a big one for me. I used to be extremely shy when I was a kid.
And look at you now.
Yeah, you never know it, right?
Right.
So it can be done, Ruth. Hang in there.
Yeah. And you know what else I've learned about the throat chakra is that when we don't open that up, when we don't speak our truth, we shut down our creativity.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Ruth. Well, let me give you Kristen's number again, 650-888-8837, 650-888-8837. And, you know, for you and Debbie, you're so close to East West Books. Have you ever been there, Ruth?
Once, yes.
Okay. Isn't it darling?
It's very darling. I do like Castro Street. It's really darling.
You know what I like to do is I like to go to those evening events after I've had a nice ethnic dinner out on Castro Street. And, I mean, all you have to do is walk down the street and you'll find about 10 places that you can't resist. So I'm suggesting that you get, follow some of Kristen's suggestions here, and you get a carload of ladies to go with you to East West Books, and that you make an evening of it. And she's going to be there July 3rd. She's going to be talking about From Person on Paper to Spirit on Earth. Could be your theme song, 7:30 p.m. And guess what? It's our gift. It's absolutely free of charge. So our gift from me, from Kristen Rose, and from East West Books. Thanks for calling in. And then, by the way, if you'd like a longer session with Kristen, she is available at East West Books the next day. She's got highly discounted readings for you. That's July 4th. What an unusual and wonderful way to spend 4th of July with Kristen Rose at East West Books, and she'll be starting there at 11 o'clock. Now, you should call them to make a reservation for either the free evening or, of course, for the readings, and that's 800-900-9149. 909-6161, East West Books, downtown Mountain View, 800-909-6161. Well, you know, as I've been sitting here, I've been watching Kristen do, she doesn't just talk to you, she's doing something with her hands, and she starts in the second I push the button to talk with you. So we're going to be coming back, and I'm going to find out from her, because I don't know what exactly she's doing. And I also want to let you know that she's offering a free, yes, you heard me correctly, a free 10-minute phone session. Call her to schedule that at 650-888-8837. Again, her website is roseedge.com, and it's linked right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our website. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
Are you ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shah, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. They're going to be presenting a free introductory evening, which begins at 6:30. So call them to register and for more information, 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419, and they invite you to visit them on Facebook. Well, welcome back. This is Bonnie Colleen, and did you know that all of our guest information stays on our guest page for 1 year after they're on the program? So all you need to do is go to seeingbeyond.com, click on guests, go to their name in alphabetical order. It's so simple. I call it the Personal Growth and Metaphysical Yellow Pages, and that's seeingbeyond.com. I'm here today with Kristen Rose, and we're talking especially about people going through huge transition right now and finding out who we truly are. And sometimes when we get shaken up, get off of our position, so to speak, whether we've done it, get off of our position or out of our position, whether we've done it consciously or not, it does help us to know more about who we are. Well, you know, I've been saying that during these times, we have to be very aware and pay attention in directions we may never have looked before, but there's so much opportunity because there's so much newness out there. If we look in backwards, if we keep looking in the rearview mirror, we're probably going to crash into something and we're not going to get very far. So, you know, the Bay Area especially is full of entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur. You are now. How can you help entrepreneurs become more conscious when they're already so busy with the day-to-day management and operational activities?
It's really difficult. I'll tell you from firsthand experience, and also a lot of my clients are entrepreneurs, and their biggest challenge is, how can I stay spiritually centered when I have to do my taxes and when I have to make sales calls and when I have to do all of these mundane administrative activities, not to mention some of my other activities as far as even delivering services or creating products, how you do that. And when you're an entrepreneur, you wear many, many hats, and it's very easy to be scattered and even more fragmented.
And the buck stops with you, for sure.
You're your own boss.
All right.
I'm still learning how to do that one.
I hope you're nice to yourself.
But one of the ways that I use to help people, I have a special package designed for them. It includes some phone sessions and email follow-ups. But also the coolest part of the package, I think, is what I call a spirit to earth grid. So it's actually a colored grid. It's got 9 boxes, and each of these 9 boxes contains all those usual practical everyday activities you have to do every day, even if it's, you know, doing bookkeeping, for instance. Something that is as mundane and annoying as that is for many of us, myself included, there's actually a way to view that activity from a spiritual standpoint. All you have to do is map it to this grid that I will give you if you purchase this Conscious Entrepreneur package, and it'll help you to stay grounded while you're doing those activities. And what it does is basically takes all of these activities that you normally group in things like finance, sales, marketing, HR. It separates them from those labels, and it reorders and reconfigures them according to other types of activities that are divinely or of a divine origin. So, for instance, making a sales call becomes connecting, building relationships, building community. So it shifts the value, turns it around. Another example would be financial reporting. What is that? How can that possibly be spiritual? How can that be of divine order? Divine order is the thing that pulls it all together. Everything in the universe is ordered in a beautiful, perfect, divine way. So that's how we do it. And to do it, so it reorganizes it in a totally different way that we're not used to.
You know, and if you do a little ritual when you're doing something that some people would not appreciate doing, for example, paying your bills, what I like to do is light a candle and say thank you every time I write a check going, you know what? Thank God I've got the money to pay this PG&E bill or this AT&T bill or whatever it is.
And actually that one too, whenever you write a check to someone, see that as you giving a gift to someone. Because there's a supplier on the other end, just like you, that's receiving payment for services rendered.
And it's helping the world to go round. Because when money gets sat on, the world gets stagnant. When money runs in a circle, then we're all in a much better place. Well, you can call Kristen for that at 650-888-8837, 650-888-8837. Well, as I said, when you were doing readings for people, I noticed that you were doing, well, I call them hand mudras. I don't know what you call them, but you certainly, you weren't fidgeting exactly, but you weren't really sitting still, especially with your hands. What were you doing?
So the way I receive information is through my hands. They're like my antenna, and they pull in information. For whatever reason, they're sensitive. So sometimes, especially if I don't need to use my hands to do readings and healings, but sometimes it helps me to focus. So for instance, here in the radio station, it really helps me to focus because there's a lot of equipment hanging around here. But then the other thing that happens,
thank goodness,
I know we need it. But I also use my hands to transmit the energy to you remotely so that you can actually help find your own space of plugging in to your own source of healing, your own source of guidance. Because my whole goal in session is not for you to see me all the rest of your life and to need to seek guidance outside of yourself. My goal is to get you on your own 2 feet so you begin to trust yourself, build your spiritual confidence, and move forward in your life.
Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in. This is Christina in San Jose. And Christina, we literally have 3 minutes, my love, so go for it.
Okay, well, my question is if you see anyone coming into my life in a permanent way or otherwise.
Oh, love.
Yeah, that's one of the top 3 questions.
No kidding.
I actually do see an energy very ready to move into your life. And it looks like it's someone who is also aligned with your values. So it's really important for you to make sure that you are able to intersect with that person. When there is a soulmate that's attracted to us, we need to be in the right time and place in order to meet with them. And don't worry, if you're not, they will find us again because we have many, many contingencies planned, already mapped out. But it's very important for you, because I see the way this energy is aligned with you, is the values that are most important to you, like in your gut, you feel them, for you to surround yourself with people that help those values to flourish and to put yourself in situations where you can live and breathe those values and to stay away from people in situations as much as possible that don't go with those values that are not aligned with you, because it's going to be more difficult for that person to find you.
All right. Now, Christina, this is a little nudge in a certain direction. And I'll even mention the name of it was eHarmony. That's not necessarily an ad for them. I've never been on eHarmony, but I do have a true story. My niece got married for the first time last weekend at the age of 52. To a guy who'd been married once before, has two adult children and one grandchild. They are now in Maui on their honeymoon, and she is the happiest I've ever seen her in my life. But you know what? She had to go to the computer and type in the URL and then do what you have to do once you get on there and open herself up to it. And when she did that, she met the guy who was they're absolutely perfect for each other. So go for it, gal.
Wow. Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You never know what's just right around the next corner, do you?
Nope.
I mean, seriously.
But you don't have to know. You just trust yourself.
Even her own family had ever given up on her ever getting married, you know? We thought this is never going to happen, and boom. Isn't it exciting? I mean, seriously, life is so much fun. What's going to happen when people pick up the phone and call you for that 10-minute free telephone session,
it's
Kristen?
It's going to be extremely focused, extremely efficient. So you'll need to be in a space where you can actually receive the healing. And I'm also going to teach you some kind of way to reactivate that healing for yourself so that you can receive your own guidance after that session is over. But during the session, you'll be feeling a lot of shifts energetically if you're sensitive. People who are not as energetically sensitive may actually have a shift in mindset, or they may feel their physical body aligning more, just naturally aligning more with the spine. So depending on what your particular tendencies are, you'll feel some shifts that occur, and I'll show you how to bring those out in your next steps in your life.
Well, and the great news is that Kristen is so generous at this particular time, when I know that so many of you are going through huge, humongous, you might even say, changes. So pick up the phone and call her, and then she'll arrange a time for you and your 10-minute session. 650-888-8837. Again, that's free of charge. 650-888-8837. Want to see her? She's absolutely lovely. She's going to be at East West Books at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 3rd, talking about From Person on Paper to Spirit on Earth, of course, being available to answer your questions and talk with you. And they do ask that you call for your reservation because it's kind of a small place, 800-909-6161, 800-909-6161. And then she's going to be drastically reducing the price of her readings to just about half price the next day when she'll be at East West Books July 4th, starting at 11 a.m. and continuing on to, what is it, 6 o'clock?
Till around 5. I can stay till 6.
5 o'clock. Okay, but if you're real nice, she might stay for you until 6. So call them for that, too. I know that's going to fill up soon, so call right away, 800-909-6161. Well, this woman is an entrepreneur. She was in the corporate world. She's taken the tools and the gifts that she's learned there, taken it into her own business. She's writing 2 books. She's got some products that she's going to be bringing out on Seeing Beyond in the near future, and she's here and available for you. Find out more about Kristen Rose at roseedge.com, or again, you can call her at 650-888-8837, 650-888-8837. Be sure and look at the calendar section of our Seeing Beyond website, because if you missed any of this program, it's going to be repeated next week, the 9 to 10 a.m. hour, and that will be right there on the homepage of our website. Kristen, I loved it. Thanks so much for coming into
the
studio,
Bonnie,
for being here today. And remember, we'll be back on Monday. Talk about Old Homes Week. I've got Christopher Howard back on the program with us, talking about us and our success. That's Monday, 8 to 9 a.m., as we will continue to see beyond.